Steve Gerber, God bless America. So good to have you here. Greatly appreciate you being here. A lot to talk about. Let's get straight to it. Here are three big things you need to know. Number one, winter is back again. Lots of schools canceled from Owosso to Ann Arbor, Williamston and Pontiac. We'll talk about that. Number two, the average state senator now sitting on a record 8 committees. We'll get to that. And number three, the State of the State address on tap, right? State of the State address on tap. And what's going to happen? Well, Governor Gretchen Whitmer reiterating plans to deliver millions in funding from the state of Michigan toward restoring that operation at Selfridge Air Force Base in Harrison Township. In a second letter to the Secretary of the Air Force, Frank Kendall, she requested funding for the base while promising to deliver state funds to make the investment even easier. I repeat my commitment to funding upgrades, which would significantly reduce the cost of the Air Force base by $100 million. I look forward to sharing some more with you about the next steps and the commitment as we solidify our state budget in the next few weeks. My guess is she can get this done. According to the Detroit News, the governor's office confirmed Monday that nearly $100 million pledge would be approved as they replace the aging A-10 Warthogs, maybe with F-35s or something else. Pick this up from MichiganNewsSource.com. MichiganNewsSource.com, which you should be looking and listening to all the time. They're available on 35 radio stations around the state, plus the website MichiganNewsSource.com, connected very well. Obviously, bringing in a fleet of fighter jets to Selfridge would be a big deal for this state. All right, here's something for you as we head back to full steam ahead. The number of committees and appropriations subcommittees senators and House members are sitting on is getting larger. And the gap between the number of panels a majority member serves on and the number a minority serves on also getting larger. This term, the number of panels on average the majority senator is sitting on is nearly double what it was in 1987, another year which the partisan breakdown was 20 to 18. Democrat senators this year on average will be serving on 7.75 legislative committees and appropriations subcommittees, historically high number among Michigan's previous majority caucuses, the average Republican will serve on just 4. When Republicans held a 20-17 majority in the Michigan Senate at the start of 1987, the average majority caucus member had 4 committee assignments. The average Democrat senator had 3. So this is a huge disparity, 8-4. There's also a vacant seat in the Senate then. That year, the most committees any one member served on was 7, Harry Gass, which is lower than this term's average. That was the highest. The record was 7. That's lower than the average. The number of committees per member and the gap between the two parties has gradually grown over the years. MERS discovering by the end of 2022, when Republicans led the Senate, Republican senators sat on 7 committees, Democrats on 4.5. In the last term, 6 senators, Ed McBroom, Eric Nesbitt, Lana Tice, Ruth Johnson, Dan Lowers, and present-day Rep. Curtis Vanderwall, served in the highest numbers of committees at 9 each. This year, senators with the most committee assignments, Senator Sylvia Santana at 11, Veronica Kleinfeld, John Cherry, Rosemary Baer, Darren Camilleri, and Christy McDonald, each serving on 10. The average Republican senator was provided a little more than 4, with Tice having the most among the minority at 8, and Senators John DeMoose and John Bumstead was 7. So, you know, to the winner goes the spoils. In the House, 4 seats, 4.25 for the Democrats, 2.5 for the Republicans. To the winners go the spoils. You want that to change? Win. Win. Pretty simple equation, isn't it? Pretty simple equation. Ann Arbor's plan to build a net zero fire station is moving to the next step, but the $10 million price tag could make it go up in smoke. The Ann Arbor Planning Commission voted unanimously to forward the plan to City Council. The plan calls to build a new station four that will be the city's first all-electric solar-powered fire station. In addition to the solar panels, it would use a geothermal heat pump to heat and cool the building without burning gas. The funding is the main hurdle since there's no money for it. It would be the first net zero fire station east of the Mississippi River. Forward thinking, yes. But possible? Not clear on that. Not clear on that. You know, listen, I'm okay with some of this stuff, right? Yeah, I'm okay with some of this stuff, but you got to have it in. It's got to be in step with everything that's going on, is what I'm saying. So that's going on. Schools closed. 6 to 8 inches of snow expected in several parts of southeastern Michigan today. Cities under the advisory: Owosso, Flint, Lapeer, Howell, Pontiac, Warren, Ann Arbor, 3 to 5 inches there. So a lot of schools preemptively closed today because the bulk of the snow is going to come midday, turning it all into one big fat mess. It's snowing hard here at the studio. Here at the Chicken Ranch, it's snowing quite hard right now. So we're going to pick up a few inches of snow here again. So we didn't get out of January snowless. Didn't really think we would. But here's what has been happening in previous years. We'll see if it happens this year, too. And that is, winter seems to have shifted. We got those big storms around Thanksgiving this year, and the really big storm just before Christmas, bringing us the White Christmas here. And then it's been basically snowless. I mean, a little bit here and there, and then it was really mild for a long time, and then, well, and then it just stopped. Really mild, and now it's finally coming back. The point that I'm making is February could be wicked. March could be wicked. We've had that happen a few times in recent years. So I am warning you to not get too complacent about. Don't get too complacent about it all going away and the little rodent, the groundhog, the Phil. Seeing his shadow, because I'm going to tell you right now, the shadow is on. We're going to see lots of winter. A guy that knows a lot about winter is coming up next. He's got snowshoes and snowmobile suits and, you know, a union suit with an emergency, you know, trap door. You know why. Yes. Ron Rademacher on his way. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
Attention all bridge card users. Did you know you can now use your bridge card at many Michigan farmers markets? Farmers markets are a place where Michigan families can connect with local farmers and purchase fresh, healthy produce. Now that opportunity is available to even more Michigan families. Thanks to the Michigan Farmers Market Association and our partners, many farmers markets across the state now accept bridge cards. To find one near you, visit mifma.org. This message sponsored by the Michigan Farmers Market Association and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.